from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
My brother, they holding us back, my brother. We got to go, my brother.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Matt Steinmetz, Darryl the Guru Johnson with you. And we're talking 49ers. They open training camp Wednesday. I mean, here's the way I look at it. If you're a 49er fan, you got to go into this season. You're incredibly hopeful, right?
Oh, my God. I mean, you're one of the top 2-3 team.
So how long are we going to dwell on these losses? Like, once the season starts, they got as good a shot as anybody else, and we move forward and we see if they can get it done this year. But, like, I mean, you're the favorites in the NFC. We'll see what happens if you can run the table, but I think every 49er fan's got to like where they're at right now, despite not getting it done last year.
Yeah, so when you see something happen over and over and it's established how good the Niners are, Steiny, I think you don't get bored, but I think the mental thing about week to week with the Niners is, okay, when the stakes are really – when it's go time and we get – because we're assuming what you just said – Niner fans can pretty much assume they're going to get in the playoffs barring some disaster. Okay, it's hard for me, Steiny, to get up knowing that you're taking that almost for granted. It's like almost wake me up.
Well, that's
the playoffs. And I'm not saying everybody's like that. I'm not saying – but you got to understand that's how I believe a lot of Niner fans are feeling.
How is any 49er fan – how are you going to enjoy this regular season?
What if they said maybe they don't? Maybe that's where they're at.
So they're going to watch 17 games, and it's not going to be enjoyable, even if they win 12 or 13 games. Like, I'm more worried about the psyche of 49er fans.
But now you're digging into it, though. That's kind of, not everybody, but a lot of that is there. Of course, you're going to enjoy your team winning. But watching the KD Warriors, we knew before the ball was tipped. But they're not
as good as the Warriors.
But they're having that same success when you go to multiple Super Bowls. And when you do lose, it's at the NFC Championship level. And there's one game a week, partner. And during the other 6 days of the week, you're being told just how great you are. There is a fatigue of – not a fatigue, but that's
– So you just said some 49er fans are saying, wake me when the playoffs start.
I really believe
okay.
that.
Okay, well, I'm asking those particular fans, like, what are you going to do for 4.5, 5 months? Like, are they going to be 6-1 and we're already going to be saying, well, it's all about the Super Bowl? I mean, I'm being dead serious. If I get being hopeful, but in the NFL, I mean, if – so, like, it doesn't seem like there's anything they can do in the regular season that will that will make it enjoyable for fans because fans have already taken it to the
win or
into
bust,
the postseason.
Yeah.
So that I, you know, that's,
I'm sure
that's what
take,
I'm wondering about.
I feel like, let's say we have five callers. Three of the five feel that way. I can't speak for them, so we can hear from them. They can call us. But that's just how I'm thinking, Steiny. I mean, nobody's going to throw a party because you beat the Rams in week three if you know if that's who you're playing, because you know you're one of the best teams in the league. That's been established. It's just about getting that stamp.
Larry's in San Francisco. What's up, Larry? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys, and happy football season.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Yeah, listen, man. This is I'm a 49er fan through since 1968, okay? And I'm going to just put this real for the 49er fans out there. Listen, we're spoiled since the day of Bill Walsh. We won that first Super Bowl. And since then, it's been Super Bowl, and now we're at a point where we had Coach Mariucci, you know, we were anything but never could win. And then we had those losing seasons until Harbaugh showed up, right? And now, here we are with Brock Purdy, and let's face it, man, we're just spoiled. You know what I'm saying? We won all these Super Bowls, and now we got to a Super Bowl, and we lost two Super Bowls. Okay, now that one last year, I'm going to be honest, that was the coach's decision. He made the wrong decision. Why would you get a guy like the quarterback for Kansas City the first play after the overtime? You know what I'm saying? You get the ball first and go down, make them play to you. But that didn't happen. All I'm saying with the 49ers fans, listen, guys, we got a great thing going because sooner or later it's going to be over with. And then we're going to see where you really are as the 49ers fans. Because I can tell you some horror stories. After that 73, that 72 season, the Niners were terrible for 6 years until Walsh showed up. With that, I'm out.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate the call. Mike Florio was on with the Morning Roast today, and he addressed the part about Shanahan and whether or not he snake bit.
You put yourself in Shanahan's shoes. It's always something that keeps you from winning that Super Bowl. It gets to a part where it just drives you nuts.
Yeah.
And I think you become hyper-aware as you get closer and closer to winning a Super Bowl. What is it that's going to happen this time? Here's what happened against Tom Brady and the Patriots. Here's what happened the first time against Mahomes. Here's what happened the second time against Mahomes. No lead is safe. You almost have to be up 41-3 at halftime to finally be able to relax and think, okay, this time it's going to turn out differently and I'm finally going to win.
I don't know how much the players or the coach think like that or whether the players and the coach are just able to focus on the present. I just don't. Like, I think that players probably move past it more quickly than fans do.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what? Well, most of them, Debo, Ayuk, Bosa, they're not calling plays. It's Kyle. So I think this is this pressure, if you want to call it that, this cloud is on Kyle and not the players, especially a guy like a Brock Purdy who's not even in his, prime. He's so young and having a stellar performance. But I think this is all on the coach.
Let's go. I want to take a listen to Mike Florio on the pressure that Shanahan and Purdy are under this year.
At some point, when you are standing on the porch banging on the door and the door's not opening, I think the longer you bang, the more pressure there is on everyone to finally open the damn door. Now, I'd also say that Purdy probably has a little bit of pressure on him to cement that he's worthy of, a market level contract. I mean, right now it's like, yeah, the guy's going to get a contract after his third year. Okay, we fast forward to February. It's like, well, what's he going to get paid? How much is he going to get? Is it going to start with a 5? Is it going to start with a 4? Is it going to start with a 6? So that's all to be determined based upon what he does this year. And obviously, the more success they have, the more likely, they win the Super Bowl, he's getting a 6 at the front of his contract. And, all these other issues are solved, but you're going to have cap concerns because you got a quarterback who's going to be at least for a little while the highest paid player in all of football. So there is some pressure on him to kind of finish the job.
How many 49er fans are feeling like the biggest issue is Brock Purdy? And can Brock Purdy continue to play at a high level? Or do you think it's Shanahan? Or do you think it's some other thing? Because
he's at the top of my list. That was my one, Purdy.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think, I know this is going to be a crazy analogy, but it's like the San Francisco Giants. And here's what I mean. They're four games under 500. They're completely mediocre. But you can always say, well, they're still only three games back. And it's just a matter of kind of how you look at it. When I look at Brock Purdy and the Niners, I don't see a scenario in which he has a bad year. Because the offense, with the weapons it has now, and the offense that Shanahan has, I do believe Purdy's probably going to be like he was last year or better than he was last year. And will they win the Super Bowl? I don't know if they will. I don't know if they won't. But like, I don't think it's going to be cut and dry, regardless of what happens. If I don't think at the end of the year we're going to say, oh boy, Purdy was really bad this year. Like, I don't think a quarterback with any competence is ever going to look bad in a Kyle Shanahan system.
So
I don't.
Yeah. So I guess, Donnie, if somebody asks you your opinion on, do you think Purdy's getting that big contract? It's not about if, it's just about when, because he's not going to fall on his face per se.
You know what's weird is I don't like the least of my concerns is what Purdy may make next year.
But isn't that already why you got, if you want to call it whatever, the confrontation, don't you got the Ayuk thing because they're holding money back to pay Brock?
Yeah, but if Brock Purdy stinks this year, then maybe they don't pay him in the first place. I mean, that seems far-fetched to me.
But that's the one component you don't have to help you with the Ayuk situation on the front end.
What do you mean?
Like they don't know how Brock's going to look this season, and I do wonder how that, like, you know, that can't help you with Ayuk right now.
I guess what I'm saying is I feel like we don't know, you know, saying, well, we don't know what's going to happen with Brock Purdy this season. Why do we have more concern about Brock Purdy here than other quarterbacks around the league who are establishing themselves? Like, does anybody, and I know Justin Herbert's in what, year four or five, but nobody thinks Justin Herbert's going to regress. I just, like, why, my question would be, why would Brock Purdy regress as a quarterback when he's still able to quarterback this team with this potent offense?
Well, and that's why, again, I think they're going to have double-digit wins, but I do wonder if, you know, where that Niner offense led by him was in the whole playoff run. You know, I'm not putting that at all at his doorstep, but it was kind of odd that they looked normal. The whole offense looked normal, wouldn't you say, in the playoff run, Steiny?
Yeah, and I think, to me, that's expected when you're going into the playoffs. I think there are very few teams and players who are able to raise their level of play in the postseason because you're playing three playoff teams in a row. You're not getting any patsies in the middle. So I just always expect the playoffs to look different than the regular season because the competition's better, and I think you just got to acknowledge that you're playing better teams. Austin's in San Jose. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's happening,
what's
man?
Up, yeah.
Listen, do you guys, non-Niner perspective, fan perspective, Steiny, why are we so sure? Are we so sure that everybody's going to run to pay Brock Purdy $50 million? I know everybody's dropping these numbers around like it's chump change, but I question whether, I'm going back to sort of this analysis that the 49ers are competing with themselves. Who else is going to pay him that much money? I don't believe there's too many other teams, maybe less than three, that would pay Brock Purdy that kind of money. Tell me I'm wrong.
You mean another team other than the Niners?
Yeah. I don't think his value outside of the Niners is anywhere near that. That's my opinion. I could be wrong, but please tell me, give me two or three teams that you feel would pay him right now that kind of money. I don't believe it. And the second thing I wanted to say was each year is different, guys. The players look at it as a new year. Why? Because there's new contracts. This isn't the same team, by the way. Every year is a different team. They've lost guys. There'll be guys leaving this year. These guys are playing for their livelihoods, man. Everybody's lining up to get paid. So this notion that, you know, everybody's coming back and they're excited. Yeah, they're excited. But I guarantee you they're looking at their pay. And Brock Purdy will be thinking about that money, Steiny. I mean, anytime you're going from chump change to wealth that we're talking about, it is no way he's not thinking about that contract. So, yeah, we got to see what he looks like when that pressure's on, because there will be pressure to say that there's no way that, first of all, to say that there's no way that he regresses, I think is a little bit. I didn't say that.
I
don't know how you would know that.
I'm asking the question, what would his regression look like?
Well, I think the regression would be the play in the NFL. I mean, we got 17 games, and you're assuming that he's going to go out and play the same way or equal to the same way he played last year. Let's be honest, in the playoffs, guys, and Guru, you remember I called you and told you that Green Bay was going to be a problem, and you poo-pooed it you saw that they were. But here's my point, man, is that every year everybody's getting better. He closed his eyes. I know this is going to sound rough, but he closed his eyes and threw the ball down the field. And luckily, Ayuk caught the ball, remember?
Yeah.
If Ayuk doesn't catch that ball, think about this, guys. If Ayuk doesn't make that miraculous catch, and it's odd that he's the man that's got to wait for his money right now, but if he doesn't make that catch, you think for a second that Kyle Shanahan wouldn't have been on the phone checking other quarterbacks out, you're crazy. So Ayuk saved a lot of things from happening, and I can't believe that Ayuk is the guy that's now got to plead for his money. So everybody wants Purdy to be paid. Ayuk's got to be paid because he's the one that maybe saved the season for the Niners. That's all I got.
Yeah, good stuff.
Thanks, Austin.
Yeah.
Appreciate
and
the call.
And, Stoney, I feel like I love Austin. He said a lot of what I've been saying. Like, the biggest – what scares me or very perplexing about this Niner team was how pedestrian the offense was throughout the playoffs. I know you say, Goo, it's better teams, but damn it, Green Bay got hot, okay? But they came in here and almost took it from you, and the offense looked – you know? So
– and I think I could say Kansas City's offense in the Super Bowl was pedestrian. They just happened to win the game. I mean, they held Mahomes to 19 points. The Chiefs and Mahomes to 19 points. I think it's like that's what happens when you play better teams, I think. The 49ers defense played well enough to win the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. And if the Niners end up winning that game, then I think everybody's saying about the Chiefs, what happened to their offense? Yeah. Well, they played a pretty good defense who played him straight
let
up for a game.
Let me say one thing to Austin's, Don, if he's still listening. It doesn't matter how valuable Brock Purdy is to anybody else. The market is what it is, and he's the quarterback of the Niners, Austin. And right now, his 2 years, I mean, outside of Mahomes, give me another quarterback that's as won and done as much as Brock Purdy. So my point is, he's going to get paid for that if he has another year like that. So the question of, because I don't believe Brock Purdy could go to Dallas or some other locale, the Vegas, and this is no shade, and he's a Dan Marino type of quarterback. I believe he's with the GOAT of play calling and bringing the best out of you, i.e. Jimmy Garoppolo, Kyle Shanahan. So that's what it's all about. He's going to get paid for being a Niner quarterback. And right now, I don't know if you could give me a more valuable person on this roster for what the Niners are trying to do than Brock Purdy.
I mean, I disagree with the notion that if the 49ers don't pay Purdy, that nobody else will pay him. I think another team will pay him. I don't know if it'll be 60, but I think the idea of
would he be as good? I don't believe so. That's giving credit to Kyle.
Exactly, and there we go again. We've seen Kyle Shanahan get something out of Garoppolo and get something out of Purdy.
Yes.
So why is he the one that hasn't been able to get it done?
Because
I could make a case that no other coach in the NFL would have been able to take the Niners to the Super Bowl with those two guys. Like, nobody would have been able to win a Super Bowl with those two guys, and maybe other coaches wouldn't have even been able to coach this 49er team as far as Shanahan did.
Okay, those are all facts. But the bottom line still is, he calls the plays. 2019 Super Bowl, you had the ball last, and you called, this bigger than the quarterback, you called pass plays when they couldn't, you were just gashing them on the ground. Those are sequences to me, Stoney, where you can look at the coach or the offensive coordinator at that juncture, like, why is Stoney calling this at the most important time of the game and second guess? And everybody, every coach, that's what it's about. out. And I believe Kyle has failed at that at the most important times and kicking the ball in overtime.
Those are decisions that come down. Well, then why don't you move on? If you don't think he can get it done and he's come up short time and time again, like that's kind of where I'm at with Kyle Shanahan. Like, it's just so easy to say on the one hand, this is a play calling genius, and I say it, any team would take him,
right.
And this, that, and the other thing, but then we harp on, well, he didn't throw a flag here, and he didn't know the overtime rule there, and he called plays, the running plays when he should have passed, and he called passing plays when they should have run. Okay, well, like, be bold then and say you want another coach. You know what I mean? Like, if you truly believe Kyle Shanahan is snake bit and he can't win the big one, why would you keep him as a coach if you really don't think he can get it done? But the reality is, I think we all know he can get it done.
Mm. Interesting.
One team wins, what's the old thing? If you flip a coin, it's 50-50. So if you get heads twice in a row, that happens 25% of the time. If you get heads three times in a row, like, it's harder and harder to, the odds go, like, go being 0-2 in the Super Bowl, to me, that's nothing to me. Like, I just don't view that as anything.
And the losses in
concern.
The championship, NFC championship games.
What? Like, well now all of a sudden
that's in my gumbo.
Oh, like, so now it's on Kyle Shanahan, even though 90% of 49er fans said, well, if Brock Purdy doesn't get knocked out against the Eagles, we win that game. How's that on Shanahan?
Okay. No, I'm just telling you how I think. He didn't throw a flag in that game early. You got to be ready. And Brock Purdy might not have got hurt had you thrown that flag and took that touchdown, that play off the board. You didn't do it. But after what happened, after the quarterback got hurt, how can you blame Kyle? It was over.
Well, I'm not blaming Kyle.
I'm going to the Rams game,
up
10 points in the fourth quarter on the road.
Okay.
And Tart did drop that ball, but at the end of the day, it's just like, it's a theme. But I'm not ready to throw him out with the bathwater.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think it's a theme.
I'm not there, Steiny.
Oh, I'm not there that it's a theme, I guess is what I'm saying. That there's a theme that Kyle Shanahan snake bit.
Is there a story? Can you understand the story?
I can understand the Niners lost two Super Bowls to a team with Patrick Mahomes quarterbacking.
All right.
And I would say, I'm not saying it shouldn't be disappointing. I'm not saying you don't have the right to kick yourself if you're a 49er fan. But I don't see anything inherent in Kyle Shanahan's strategy, in his approach, in the way he coaches, that's going to prevent him or the 49ers from winning a Super Bowl. And you know what? Like, if somebody out there does, if Jed York really thinks that, he's got to fire him.
Right.
But I guarantee you,
he doesn't.
Right.
Which is right.
Right. So I would think most people would think that they don't believe Kyle Shanahan is snake bit right now. He just ran into a better team in two Super Bowls, had some misfortune against the Eagles when Purdy got hurt.
But that sounds good until you watch how the games played out, partner. I can't win. You're right. But Steiny, Mahomes can lose a football game. He's not a machine. And when you watch those games on the biggest stage, kudos for the Niners. For Steiny, they were in the lead. And I don't think it's too far-fetched for a Niner fan to be mad as hell.
I never said they shouldn't be.
To not take away from Mahomes' greatness, but for you to say it was Mahomes, that doesn't mean we got to ignore what we saw. That team should have won that, to me.
No, they should have won that
Super Bowl last year.
You never should win a game if you don't win the game.
But if you
got to win
the
game.
You can expect to win the game, Steiny.
It's football, okay?
What does that mean, though, when you're up?
It means if you want to, like,
Are you going to throw rocks at me because I think the team that, just any team that has a 10-point lead late in the third, are you going to tell a fan that's upset that got away? Like, that blows your wig? Like, the closer you get, you expect to, you know, when the tough gets going, or the going gets tough, the tough gets, you know, like, come on. You just so cavalierly say it was 2-point lead, it's Mahomes, but there's a plays that the world watched.
They didn't
make
them.
Blew
it. See, there it is. Niners blew it. I do not believe the Niners blew it. I believe the Chiefs made the plays they had to make to win the Super Bowl.
So when the ball bounces on the punt and hits the Niner players and it's a turnover, when the Niners were going to get the ball, you could tell me that snake bitten. That wasn't Kyle's fault, but those are, you got to do better. Like, that changed the game.
Okay, to me, that's a fluke play. How many times did that happen?
And the Chiefs turned it into points.
Exactly, because they're good.
Reason why. I just think you're over there. And this is how I look at it, Stani. Why I feel some type of way about in life, forget football, in life, you get so many opportunities.
Right.
You get blessed so many times. You're assuming that this Super Bowl opportunity is going to be there.
No, and there's a lot. I'm absolutely
I feel
not.
That way, though, about it.
I'm absolutely not. I just know we've done 90 minutes, and all we've done is talk about the last 5 years and the 49ers' shortcomings. And it's like, we're getting ready to start training camp. It's like, they're back to square one. They got something to prove. They're in the mix. They have as good a shot to win the NFC as any other NFC team.
Yeah.
And, like, again, I'm being dead serious with Niner fans. Are they going to start 5-0 and everybody just says, well, they tricked off Super Bowls in the past, so I'm not going to get excited this year.
Or fatigued. How about that? You think some of Niner fans are going to be fatigued? Even if they go 6-2, Stani, you're going to be happy, but there's going to be a feel, I know it, of... We're 6-2, but talk to me when the offs come. Yeah. That's what happens when you're good and don't get it done or you get close.
Okay, and we'll keep harping on that.
Right.
I mean, the problem is that we harp on that way more than they harp on it. They're on to 2024 right now.
No, I'm not saying they're not. Come on now, Stani. I believe that.
Well, then, so who cares what the fans think?
Well, we do a show based on it.
But they're irrelevant in terms of the success and the failure of the 49ers. Like,
well, we're going to watch Kyle and Stani. I'm just telling you here, we'll see if this pressure or this narrative, we'll find out if it changes him. Or, well, that was a head-scratcher. Or if he's less aggressive or whatnot. But you know when a guy is pressing in sports, either a coach.
Okay, you tell me when Kyle's pressing this year.
Right.
Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
I used a word that didn't exist the last time I was on with you.
Okay. Guru does that every day.
Now, back to Stani and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, training camp for the Niners starts Wednesday. Guru and I will be down there at Santa Clara along with Bonte and Chasky, who are going to do the morning roast from down there. So the San Francisco 49ers season starts on Wednesday, essentially. And how are 49er fans... looking at 2024, kind of feels like nobody's gotten over 2023 yet, or 2019 yet.
There you go.
Or 2020 yet, or 2021, or the year they went 6-10 when they had injuries. But the Niners probably going to be in the mix again this year.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy, it's the year before he gets paid. We're talking about some of the concerns you might have about the Niners. What's the thing you feel most confident in about the San Francisco 49ers?
That's a great call.
Coming into this year.
That's a great question. Christian McCaffrey. And I know you said last week, Goo, that's across the board. Everybody has to worry about injuries. But there was a point last year where we let a show off about why is Kyle not spelling or giving relief to McCaffrey when the Niners are, you know, got the lead in hand.
Maybe because he knows certain talk show hosts harp on the fact that he's lost fourth quarter leads. So now he runs McCaffrey most of the fourth quarter so that they don't blow leads, because he knows that people are going to criticize him if he pulls McCaffrey out and they lose a late lead.
But I love you for that, but that's hogwash, because you said he doesn't listen to the crowd. You know, he don't listen. He's doing his own thing. But I do got to give you some love here. Norm just text, driving from his doctor's appointment. Son, you said fed up. I told him he was wrong.
Oh, so you tell your dad the same thing you tell me.
Yeah. Until Spadoni can pull it.
Love you, Norm.
Anyway. Yeah, he don't listen. Come on. But I'm worried about run him into the ground. Because he is Stoney. Okay,
so just.
You're smiling.
I am smiling because I'm laughing, but it's a good-natured laugh. I just asked Guru what he feels most confident in. He said McCaffrey. But then it's all about your worry about McCaffrey.
Yeah,
you're just like a natural worrier, and that's why I worry about you.
Steiny, I'm just telling you, Kyle needs to improve on. If they got the game in hand, give some other the back some spell him, man.
Why would the guy who everybody rips for losing late game leads not make sure to win a game by keeping his starters in an extra couple possessions?
It's called growth, and I'm telling you, you don't want to see McCaffrey go down.
Well, let me tell you what else you don't want to see.
That is your offense.
Is Kyle lose more 10-point leads, or he'll get run out of town. Well, sometimes you got to keep your starters in to make sure you win.
You reap what you sow, brother.
More Mike Florio. Let's get into some Brandon Ayuk stuff, because Florio's been all on top of this this offseason. We're just going to start with the first one. This is Mike Florio, Pro Football Focus, on what held up the trade talks earlier with Ayuk.
I think it was the trade compensation that ultimately kept it from happening, that no one offered enough to get the 49ers to pull the trigger. And I don't know whether or not this is a situation where the 49ers had their bluff called by Brandon Ayuk's camp, because this didn't happen as a result of Ayuk wanting to be traded. That happened recently with the formal request to be traded. Back before the draft, it was he wanted to be paid a certain amount of money. The 49ers didn't want to pay it. And at some point, it was decided, let's see if someone else will pay him what the 49ers won't. The 49ers authorized that effort, and they found out that there were five teams that were willing to pay the 49ers, or to pay Ayuk, excuse me, what the 49ers wouldn't pay him. And, you know, at some point, you got to wake up if you're Jed York or Parag Marate or John Lynch, whoever's got the fingers on the purse strings. If there are five other teams that recognize the value in Brandon Ayuk to the point where they'll pay him what the 49ers want and give something up to get him, even if it wasn't sufficient to get the deal done. At some point, you got to look at that and go, yeah, we should probably just pay this guy what he wants, because other teams view him with more value than we do.
And I think the Niners know, they're going to make him play on that fifth year. They know his worth. They don't want to meet his asking price up until today, but there's no doubt in my damn mind that they know they need Brandon Ayuk to win a Super Bowl.
I don't think you can say that unequivocally.
Because
I don't think, if you ask Kyle Shanahan, hey, if we don't have Ayuk this year, are we out of it? He's not going to say they have no chance to win a Super Bowl without Ayuk.
But it becomes more difficult for everybody.
Probably.
Okay, he deserves that, Ayuk.
But, I mean, like a lot of times in sports, sometimes you make a move and everybody thinks it's not going to work, and then you realize you don't miss the guy as much as you think. And I don't know that's going to happen with Ayuk. But I do think it's interesting that the 49ers are being questioned now, when I'm starting to think all along they weren't going to pay Ayuk.
And that's their prerogative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
it looks like that's how it's going to, again, Wednesday, what's he going to do? What is Brandon Ayuk? I mean, he's mentioned the teams, but if the Niners really thought this relationship was over and they wanted to sever it, Stoney, he would have been traded.
Yeah, see, I don't think so. I don't.
Wow.
Because they apparently, according to NBC Sports Boston, the 49ers did have a deal for Ayuk with the Patriots earlier this offseason. The Patriots are willing to pay Ayuk and give up a second-round pick, which was pick number 34, and the Niners said no. So,
but Brandon's better than that, the 34th pick. You know, when you would, like, for the immediate, they're trying to cash
in. It's almost
the
first-round pick. It's almost the first-round pick.
But Ayuk, see, we think different on how good Ayuk is.
Well, apparently, do you think differently than the 49ers think Ayuk is, because
right now, because they could just be playing hardball and give him his money here in the next couple weeks.
Why would they do that? That's what I don't understand. If they are at an impasse, why wouldn't they just get it done now?
But if you look at their track record, we talked about it, that's just how they do their business. What's the Bob Myers thing, Steiny? You don't have to do anything until you don't have to make a decision until you have to? And maybe that's what they're doing.
But I don't understand, and I get it. They've signed guys late
in
the process.
What do you gain? Is that what you're saying? What do you gain by doing it this way?
Yes. I mean, if you think you're going to give them two or three extra million a year, why wouldn't you just do it now? To me, I think there's more going on here with Brandon Ayuk. And I don't know if what he did in the offseason is affecting how they want to deal with him now. But, I mean,
that's a fair question.
Why? What if – I think if we got Kyle Shanahan in here and talk honestly, he would bring up the fact that the 49ers have a lot of work to do with their salary structure moving forward. And I believe that the 49ers, at least at this point, have – prioritize certain guys over other guys, and some people don't like to hear it, but Ayuk isn't the biggest priority on this team. That became on, for goodness sake, they did a redeal with Christian McCaffrey before they even
in the middle of the
approached,
night
approached Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. So maybe we need to start thinking that Kyle and Lynch don't think as highly of Ayuk as Ayuk thinks about himself.
I got to say this to that, Steiny. That did happen. But when you're talking about the best player on your team, who I believe McCaffrey is, I wouldn't tell Ayuk to jump off a bridge because they re-upped the best player on the team. It's almost like get in where you fit in. And technically, they don't have to pay Ayuk. And you're right. They know the numbers crunch, where they're at. But Brandon, I would do the exact same thing in a violent sport that could be over in a millisecond. I get him not feeling comfortable. He's got too much to risk going out there and maybe
for 14 million.
Well, see, yeah. Now I feel like I'm Sprewell saying that ain't enough. I need to feed my family. I'm not. But good organizations don't do their business by making IU go out here this year.
Well, the Warriors basically did the same thing to a legend in Klay Thompson. They basically said, yeah, we don't want you back, even at a real nice number.
A lot of people understood
that. And the Warriors, they may do it with Kuminga, too.
But, Brent, well,
they're in the same spot.
I guess I feel I know more about Brandon's talent than Kuminga's.
Okay, and maybe they do, too, and that's why they're not paying him.
You really believe that?
I believe that they don't think as highly of him as you do. I mean, isn't that obvious? If they thought he was in Justin Jefferson's league, if they thought he was in the league of the other guys who got paid big money,
I guess,
then I do think it would be a no-brainer to pay him up there with the top three wide receivers. But the reality is they're a running football team. The reality is that McCaffrey's going to touch it 25 to 30 times a game. And the bottom line is Brandon Ayuk, how many catches did he have? 75?
1,300 yards.
75 catches in 17 games. Yeah. I mean, do the math.
But what was it?
Five catches a game.
60% of his casts were first downs and touchdowns.
Nice.
Like, he's
dynamite.
Like, when he catches it, it's a big deal. But, Steiny, you mentioned Justin Jefferson. Who is his equal? But my point is, he's your Justin Jefferson. And like Austin from San Jose said, Steiny, he kept your season alive in the playoffs.
Well, that's what you say. And Austin, I don't believe it.
Against the Lions, it changed the game.
It didn't. Okay. And he had a terrible postseason overall.
No,
this is what we can go back and forth on.
The offense had a terrible.
And he's part of the offense.
He was the best part of it.
Oh, he was the best part of the 49er offense in the playoffs?
No, he wasn't. In the Super Bowl, he was open.
Okay, so now he's open all the time.
He was open in the Super Bowl. I'm not saying he's perfect, but you're talking like he did something wrong.
He didn't have a good postseason.
And I don't think Kyle did either. It's a collective.
Well, Kyle's under contract for 5 years. Ayuk's still got a career in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you got me with that one.
This is I don't understand. Now,
you just think differently of Brandon's talent, you and I.
And I think he's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the best receiver in football.
Would you say I'm not alone that a lot of people think highly of Ayuk?
I think highly of Ayuk, but I don't think I'd pay him $28 million. And I don't
you get a deal done, or would you run him out here on a – would you do what it looks like they're trying to do?
Probably.
That would be cold.
If the 49ers as an organization have made a determination that right here, right now, this year, they can't afford to pay Brandon $28 or $30 million, then that's the decision they've come to. And now the ball's in his court. Uh-huh. I mean, if you're the 49ers, you could just say, our team's set. Brandon should be coming back on a $14 million deal, and we'll figure it out next year. And you know what? If you want to go that route, that all the more reason not to pay him this year. Because, I don't know, why didn't he have a great postseason?
That is my quote. Yeah, well, I'm not just putting it on him.
Okay, well, if it's Purdy's fault, then why would you pay Purdy? If it's Ayuk's fault, why would you pay Ayuk? If the offense looked pedestrian in the postseason, why would you pay them both? Is my question. Like, you have
fear would be, if you lose one, then how? But are you worse than pedestrian? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, if I, you know, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, but if you're harping on the fact that the 49ers offense was pedestrian in the playoffs, and you have your starting quarterback you got to pay in the next year, and your ostensibly your number one receiver, why would you pay them both if the offense has been ordinary in the postseason? Like, I think it's a fair question.
Well, then when I guess the next one, my follow-up, Steinie, would be when they drafted Pearsall, forget the contracts, what did that indicate? Do you think, I'm just thinking now, they thought they might need some more firepower? Because I thought Debo and Ayuk would suffice. I think that's a great tandem, sprinkled in with Juwan Jennings, but maybe they're telling you what I guess I'm not afraid to ask. Why would you think you needed help in this area? Maybe that draft pick is them telling us we don't have enough at the wideout position.
I think what they're telling you is we're a football team that, unlike a few others, we cannot pay two wide receivers more than $24 million a year. How come? Well, because we have the highest paid running back in the league. We have the highest paid defensive end in the league. We've got the highest paid guard in the league. I mean, maybe they just can't pay Brandon Ayuk, and it's the NFL's version of the second apron. What are you going to do? I don't know. I don't know, but I got to believe that something has been prioritized in the 49ers front office, and we're kind of seeing it play out. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers start training camp on Wednesday. We'll see if Brandon Ayuk is there. And the question I have for 49er fans going into the season is, how hopeful are you? What are you most concerned with? What are you most confident in with the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah.
What's the one thing the 49ers can hang their hat on? To me, it's Christian McCaffrey at running back, and I think Kyle Shanahan's proven he's a pretty darn good coach, and he can make this team competitive as long as they've got some pieces, and they've been to four NFC championship games in the last 5 years, and they'll try it again this year.
Look at you.
And they'll be in the mix again this year, you hope.
Yeah, our boy Willard just texted in, Steinie. He texted us, Pearsall is one of their replacements. That's why he was picked. So you might be on to something. We'll see it play out. But I'm just saying, as it stands right now, you need Brandon Ayuk on your football team rather than go with the Juwan Jennings / Pearsall model running a rookie out there. I would do it.
Okay, well, the 6'5".
And they're
going
to make him play on that fifth. Like, that's how it's going to pop off.
The 6'5". You know what? We don't know that yet, but it looks like it's possible. 6'5", this is for you. Why the hell would you pay $52 million in salary a year to two wide receivers when you're a run-first team? And that's the practical way I think the 49ers are looking at it. Nothing personal, but we've got a guy that we rely on more than anybody else, and we can't have a $20 million running back and two $25 million receivers, especially when we know we got to pay the quarterback in a year.
Yeah, but how many times or conversations did we have where we thought Brandon would get paid? This offseason, they trade Debo. Like, that was an option.
Well, what we're finding out is I don't think the 49ers want to trade guys. Mm. They don't. They're like Danny Ainge. They don't want to trade with you. They want to hose you. And other teams don't want to get hosed. I mean, if you really didn't want Brandon Ayuk, or let's say you didn't want to pay Brandon Ayuk, well, then why wouldn't you taking the 34 pick?
And
with the New England Patriots. This is...
Man, just think about that.
This is more Mike Florio about the 49ers maybe wanting to kick the can down the road.
Debo may be gone. Kittle may be gone. And I think they were hoping to kick the can for one more year, see what Ayuk can do, maybe if they start to make him more like one or 1B as the receiver instead of number two. Can he be the number one guy in the offense at that position? And then you pay him after this season. I think they really wanted to if they could have, and they still might be able to pull it off. If they draw a hard line and Ayuk eventually caves, and they get him for $14.1 million this year, they can make a decision after this season. But I think that's where it all comes from. You've got a team that you're trying to get the most out of what you have left now and lay the foundation for the future. And the key bridge piece is Brandon Ayuk, if they could keep him for 14-1. And he decided not to go along with that.
Well, Mike Florio, Pro Football Focus.
And, you know, I'm hearing a lot. Obviously, I'm not
Pro Football Talk. No, my bad, Goo.
Yeah, go ahead. My bad. I'm hearing a lot of they're the 32nd, you know, in regard to rate passing team in the league. Stani, would you give me 25 to 30 passes a game for the Niners? Those are that to me is a whole lot of passing. And it could come at a time where you need that big third down. You need that big catch. Everybody knows you're not going to run. You need it. So for the people that are coming at me almost like vultures, Stani, saying, oh, Pat, we're a run-first team. Okay, but you still need to throw the pigskin to move the chains. That's wins your games. I'm not saying I'm a shortchange or budget at the wideout position.
They're not shortchanging. They're paying a guy $24 million already who's a wide receiver.
I just think I love Debo is better. And man.
Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing that I don't know. Maybe he's in the 49ers' plan. Okay, so they, in theory, are deciding this year whether they have their franchise quarterback or not.
Right.
And they're also deciding whether they have their number one receiver or not. Why don't you wait to pay them both? See what happens this year. See how Purdy plays. See how Ayuk plays. Go win a Super Bowl. You both get paid.
You very well, maybe. That's what it looks like we're staring at. The more I think of it.
Like, if you don't think Brock Purdy is going to be your franchise quarterback, like, in a way, I understand not paying Ayuk right now. Maybe they want to get those two guys in the same year for their contracts because they want, if both those guys are compatible with each other, then we'll break them both off at the end of this upcoming year, and there'll be a tandem for the next 5 years. But maybe Kyle Shanahan's saying, I don't know how good of a tandem they are.
Man, I'll say this to you before we go to break, Stani. Rest in peace, OJ, but I think Brandon thought he had juice to play this card, and right now it not work. And I know you don't have the numbers in front of you, but how many times do we see guys play this card, think they have the juice, and get matumboed? So I don't know if Brandon has a false sense of self-worth, or he thinks he's better than he is, but I just, man, just think about how he's feeling. And I know it's a business, Donnie, that he played this card, and right now it looks like, hey, buddy, we ain't got to pay you till next year. You need to show up and ball out.
Why anybody on an NFL contract thinks they have juice is beyond me. Mm. In the NFL, without guaranteed contracts, and I don't know that he's done anything yet to, like, the only card he played was the same card that Debo played, and it worked for Debo. So, I mean, we got to figure out what happened.
It did work for Debo.
Patrick's in San Bruno. What's up, Patrick? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Enjoying the sunshine?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're inside, but yeah.
Shiny, you know, I tell you, I got to agree with you 100%, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, the 49ers, as you know, don't like whiners. And this guy's been whining. He's been on social media. And even as a devoted 49er fan, I'm kind of sick of him, to be honest with you. And number two, I agree with you. I don't think he's a top-tier wide receiver. He's a good one, but I agree with you. During the playoffs in the Super Bowl, the guy disappeared. you know? And number three, on the flip side, I think the Niners are looking at it just like you said, very pragmatically. He's got 1 year left. Let's feel him out. Let's see what he does, and then we'll make an assessment at the end of the season. There's no need for this team to panic at all. And the fourth thing I'm going to say is we need to also focus on the fact that there's great quarterbacks out there like Burrow and Mahomes that tore us apart last year, and the Niners might be thinking, hey, some of the money we're going to pay these two wide receivers, $55 million this year, we might want to not have one of them and invest it in our secondary where I think we really need the help. Well, because we're facing some great, great, great quarterbacks.
I think that's a good point. Maybe the 49ers, I mean, I think it's obvious their priorities are what they are, and right now, Ayuk's not a priority at the number that he wants to be a priority at. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, where are we with Brandon Ayuk? What do you pay him? Is he the biggest concern for your team right now? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.